This week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders return to Oakland for their final home game of the season. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, I sit down with playmaking tight end Jared Cook, and Jack Del Rio joins Chris Townsend to discuss how the team can bounce back after a tough loss on the road. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
All the tape you look at, they run it well. They've got a big offensive line. Obviously, Ezekiel is special, but all the backs are good. They're all talented. So they run behind it. Dez, obviously, going. Beasley. I mean, they've got a good group. So that definitely gets your attention.
A really good player. Very talented. Very live arm. Can throw the ball all over the place. Throws with accuracy. Throws with touch. Dynamic guy. And they got weapons. Big-time receivers outside. A big-time tight end. Obviously, the running back is outstanding. So he does a really good job running their offense. And plays at a very high level.
He's a dangerous player. I mean, I don't know if there's one area that you could say or he wouldn't, if people could figure it out, put it like that, then he wouldn't be as dangerous as he's been. So, I mean, he's got the speed, he's got the quickness, obviously the physical just attributes. So, I mean, he's just a freak of nature, and he's a great player, and he's been that way for a long time.
Defensively, Rod Marinelli, very aggressive front, a lot of sacks. Getting Sean Lee back, obviously, is big. He's very productive for him. So, it's a good football team.
The Raiders get set for their final game at home of the regular season. Welcome to the Week 15 edition of the Silver and Black Show. As always, I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside our two-time Super Bowl champion, Jim Plunkett. Jim, it's Sunday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys at home under the bright lights. When you're coming off of a demoralizing loss against your division rival in the Kansas City Chiefs, what are you saying to the team as a leader to pump everybody up for this Sunday Night Football game?
Well, first and foremost, you still have a chance to make the playoffs, as slim as that chance might be. You know, someone has to stand up and tell them, you know, it's now or never. You've got to go out there and play your best football. We still have a chance. We're still in it. You know, as slim as that thought is, it's still a possibility. So go out. Don't make any mistakes. Go out, play your best, come out a winner.
And that person might be their signal caller, Derek Carr. He is the subject of our first headline, Stuck in Neutral. One of the biggest storylines that has manifested over this season is the struggle of Derek Carr. Through 14 weeks last season, the 26-year-old had 433 more passing yards and 6 more touchdowns. He has also already surpassed his interception total from 2016 by 4. An inconsistent line and receiver play, as well as injuries, haven't helped out the fourth-year signal caller, but nobody predicted this level of regression. Jim, from what you've seen so far, is this a sign of things to come, or is this just a blip on the radar?
Well, I think it's a blip on the radar. You know, every year is a different year. You have to go out and prove yourself each and every year. Once again, that, you know, you're capable of leading this football team to victory. And it's been a tough year. There's no doubt about it. The offense has been very inconsistent. Todd Downing is the new offensive coordinator. So things have been a little different. The receivers, percentage-wise, have dropped a lot more passes than they did a year ago. So everybody's struggling a little bit. The running game's not going great. You know, Derek's just one guy. You've got 11 guys on offense. They've got to work together. And hopefully they'll find that rhythm. Once, you know, they've done it a few times this year. The first two games of the season, Kansas City and a few other games, but they haven't done it consistently. So that's what they've got to look for. And, you know, they still have a chance to make the playoffs, and so they got to give it their all.
Well, the second headline focuses on the offense as well. Lights, camera, play action. Another narrative that has developed this year is the lack of play action from the Raiders offense. Through 13 weeks, there's only one team that runs play action fewer times than the Silver and Black, who deploy the fake 13% of the time. Jim, is this stat indicative of a struggling offense, or is this frustration towards this unit misplaced?
I think it's a little bit misplaced. And one of the things, play action is predicated on how well you're running the football. And if you don't run the football well, play action doesn't do a whole lot for you. The linebackers aren't going to bite on the fake. The DBs aren't going to come up looking to make a tackle because the running game isn't going anywhere. So, you know, those are some of the problems that, that play action represents. If you're not running the ball well, play action is not very effective during the course of a game.
Our next headline focuses on their Week 15 opponent, and that's Bring On the Boys. The Raiders welcome Dallas to the Coliseum for only the 12th meeting between the two historic franchises. The Cowboys have not performed up to expectations, and this game is a must-win for them if they have any shot at the postseason. They will once again be without their star running back Ezekiel Elliott due to suspension, and they've lost 3 out of the last 5 during that time. Jim, I want to focus on their young star Dak Prescott, because when they lost Ezekiel Elliott, Dak wasn't at his best, but he's got significantly better. What are you seeing from Dak?
Well, you know, usually or oftentimes second-year quarterbacks struggle because defenses, opposing teams don't have a real solid book, or it's very difficult for them to predict what that quarterback's going to do because they haven't seen him play in the NFL at all. So sometimes it's a struggle for the defense to catch up to that quarterback, but now they've got a year under their belt. People realize what he likes to do in certain situations, and the defenses try to take that away. So I think that's one of the reasons why Dak has struggled a little bit this year. Defenses are playing him better than they did a year ago.
When you lose a star like Ezekiel Elliott, does it take the offense some time to adjust for a loss like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think Ezekiel Elliott was one of the better running backs in the league, and he's offered a big-time running for the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, Alfred Morris is a darn good running back himself. And I don't think it's all about Elliott. I think it's more about what the offense is doing and not executing more than just the loss of a running back.
All right. Make sure you keep it here. A lot more to come on the Silver and Black Show.
Three receivers right, two are left. The Raiders have to get to the Chiefs 22-yard line. Derek back, pressured by Tom Bailey. Throws, caught. Jared Cook inside the five. Touchdown, Raiders. Jared Cook on a seam right there. As Derek Carr got hit by Tom Bailey.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jared Cook joins us now. And Jared, welcome to the set. This is your first time on the show. The last time I saw you was preseason. Mm-hmm. Now here we are, week 15. What has that transition been like as a member of the Oakland Raiders?
It's been pretty tight. You know, I've enjoyed getting to know the fellas here, getting to know the coaching staff, and being able to play some games with these guys. It's been a fun season.
You're not exactly the rah-rah type. You lead by example. How do you feel when it comes to stepping into a new team? You're an immediate leader and making sure you get the message across to some of the younger guys.
I just look at it like this is your job. This is what you're here to do. This is what they pay you to do. So why not put a good stamp and leave a good legacy for what it is that you do? Everything that you put out there on the field and everything that you work so hard for, you're supposed to have pride in. So let that be shown when you line up on Sundays and even in practice.
Despite the team's ups and downs, you've been having a great season. What is it about a member of the Silver and Black? Just do you feel like you're really embracing the role here and being a member of this offense?
I just try to do everything that's asked of me. I try to give Derek a clear interpretation of what we're going to see on Sunday or how I want things run. So I do all I can to communicate that way. There's no backdraft or lull when we get out there on Sundays. It's just playing fast. So him and Coach Bobby Johnson have been very influential in my growth here, very influential.
So usually we do five questions here where we get to know you a little bit. But I want to know a little bit more about a company that you founded in Nifty Genius, because I went to niftygenius.com, and it's a really, really nice website. The clothing there, the style. Tell me a little bit about your involvement.
So I'm a founder of it. It was I put together this idea to have a online men's lifestyle website for men. It's like a one-stop shop for men. Women have everything under the sun and many websites like it, but men, it's very few and far between. So it's a lifestyle website. Men can go in there and get whatever they need: couches, socks, apothecary, toothbrushes, classic cars, antique watches, different things. It's just for for pretty much all ages.
Jared, because you are a man of fashion and you have really good taste, we're going to go through a couple of your looks and then some of your teammates' looks, and you can break them down for me. So this is obviously you arriving at the stadium. I immediately see a Louis Vuitton. Am I right on that? Okay. So that's like a nice, what do you call that, a merce, a clutch?
A grip.
Grip. Yeah. Okay, good. And then I also see the Jordans, which are like a throwback.
Yeah, Jordans is always a fashion piece, as long as you got good ones on. I wouldn't kind of dress down for this game, though. You know, I got the army fatigues on.
And camo's in.
Yeah, you know, war ready. You know.
I kind of feel like camo's always in, to be honest with you. Just like ripped jeans. I love ripped jeans. They never go out of style. This is a nice, clean look, and it kind of takes you back to the 70s a little bit with the tie-dye.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, just a life shirt, like you said, with the ripped jeans and the nice. Just kept it simple on this day as well.
And a nice necklace there.
Necklace, a couple of wrist pieces as well.
Okay, here we go. So explain to me what Jalen's rocking right now.
My man's got on the jersey. It's the Hustle Gang jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Looking swole and stuff, mm-hmm. You know, with the Q Dog tats out. And then he got on the matching camo shorts Looked like he ready to go swimming to a pool party.
It does seem a little bit Miami to me,
yeah,
or
for
it
sure.
Screams summer. Oh, Giorgio.
Gee,
I mean, does this
G,
not
man.
Just scream Italy?
That's European all the way. Man.
It also screams Moraga. So it's Italy meets Moraga. Is this his look all the time?
Oh, no question. He got the quilted diamond fabric jacket on. He in there.
I feel like he needs like a chocolate lab with a matching quilted jacket. That's what this one says to me. Wow. This takes me back to junior high school.
This is middle school for me.
Middle school.
Yeah, for
Tommy
sure.
Tommy Hilfiger. I mean, do you think he's buying this now, or this is just something he had in his closet?
Tommy coming back a little bit.
It is? Okay.
A little bit, you know. You know, a lot of old fashions coming back now, but that's a dope fit. He got the AIs on, the classic AIs, the Bethel High School colors.
Kind of a destroyed jean.
Yeah, looks, for sure.
Rocking the skinny pant, which when you have big thighs is not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy at all.
But he's pulling it off.
Yes.
This is Hollywood. I mean, this is straight up. My future is bright. I've got my shades on. I've got my shirt open. Check out the Louis belt.
You know, he ready. He's in Miami. That's not a home game. That's a Miami game.
Oh, okay. Right there. Okay, so you know what? This makes more sense.
That's
this is
exactly
actually perfect.
Where he's at.
I mean, when you are like getting dressed, ready to go, packing your bag, if you're going to Miami,
you gotta have it right.
Okay, is that it? We've reached the end of it, unfortunately, because we could go all day. Best of luck.
For sure. Thank
obviously,
you so
week
much.
15. Thank you so much for coming in with Nifty Genius.
Yes.
We've got to go to niftygenius.com right now.
That's
so you
right.
can buy all your holiday gifts.
That's right.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show.
There are no words that I can say here today that are going to take away that pain or make those that care about the Raiders feel better. So I'm really not going to try. All right. We got to coach it better. We got to execute it better. I tell the guys all the time, you get what you earn in this league. And what we've earned is a 6-7 record. What we have in front of us are 3 football games. We got to man up, step up, go on to the next one, and control what we can, which is our effort and our energy and our focus and our determination in the next ball game.
The Raiders have always been much more than a team with a fan base. The Raider Nation is a family. Jack Del Rio understands this, and we are reminded that he himself is a Raider. The season hasn't gone according to plan, but by no means is it over yet. 3 games left to dictate who will bring home the division crown.
Yeah, Coach, obviously Kansas City was a tough one, and you weren't happy after the game, and obviously the players aren't either.
Well, nobody should be. I mean, I'm still pissed. I mean, it's a week of you try and get over it, 24 hours, all that. But bottom line is this one kind of carried on a little bit. It stays with you, you know. But bottom line is we've got Sunday night coming up. We're going to get on to that and get ready to take on these Cowboys.
You know, when you think about the Kansas City game, the one thing in that game is that your defense played well in this game and kept you in this game. And the one thing that we're seeing a lot more is a pass rush, getting to the quarterback with 4 or blitzing.
Yeah, we're doing a better job for sure defensively. You know, we held Alex to, I believe, a season low 71 quarterback rating. That's something we work on. Got the 4 sacks. Kept the point total down. Now, they're still, we look at things there and we're like, hey, we've got to do these things better. You know, we had a couple 50-50 balls that they got on us where we've got to make a play. But it's been a little better. It's been a little better for sure. The sack totals are up and we're getting the ball back more regularly for our offense.
And what have you seen the difference in Bruce Irvin?
Yeah, I mean, Bruce, you know, he's come alive. I mean, and part of it is us bringing him probably a little bit more. I think John has done some things in terms of simplifying. He talks about wanting to do simple better, and I think our guys are doing that.
What is the key to getting over a loss like this in Kansas City? Because now you're in prime time, and the Dallas Cowboys are coming to town, which is always going to be a rowdy crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a kind of a pissed-off week, okay? The week's coming to an end, and now it's time to go play again. So it'd be great to be home. Be always great in front of our home fans. Sunday night stage. The next 2 weeks, I talked to the guys, but I said, hey, let's no matter what happens, let's go out and play Raider football on national TV the next 2 weeks. Give our fans something. Who knows what's going to happen at the end of the year, but let's go play Raider football for the last 2 weeks here that we're going to be on national TV.
And your passion, not only as a coach but as a player, a lot of it comes from when you were a Dallas Cowboy and you played for one of the great ones, Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, Jimmy, I give Jimmy Johnson a lot of credit. He reignited that passion. I mean, I came out of USC, it's fight every day. And I basically kind of lost that a little bit along the way early in my career. Well, Jimmy Johnson reignited that, and that thing's been burning bright ever since. So that's since 1989 when I got with Jimmy, so however long that's been.
And Derek Carr, you've said to Derek, and he talked about it a few days ago, about letting it rip. He needs to just let it rip, let it go.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's our trigger man. We've won a lot of games together. You know, I said this week, we've won 25 of the last 45, so you know, we're a winning combination, right? We're going to win a lot more. But we need him to play well. And you know, last week was not, I don't think, indicative of who he is as a quarterback. So give us the real Derek Carr this week. We need you.
And the Dallas Cowboys have won their last two games, and they've done that with a lot of big plays.
Yeah, they have. They've made, I mean, last week against the Giants, it's 10-10 late in the game, and boom, they make two big plays that pop. You know, the Giants were ultra aggressive. They were in zero stuff, and they got burned by it.
DeMarcus Lawrence is having a really big year for them. How do you stop him from getting to Derek?
Yeah, well, he started out on fire, and then he's slowed down lately. I think he's got one or two sacks over the last six or seven games, so he's slowed down a little bit. But he is a good edge rusher. I mean, how you do the same things that people do to our guys. You know, you got to chip them some, you got to give them protection, a little bit of help. And then our tackles have to play well.
I know you're not happy, but the bottom line is you're still in this thing.
Well, I'm not even worried about being in it. I want this game. You know, I want effort right now. I want to see the fire and the commitment. The one thing that I came back here for, back home where I'm from, Raider fan, is to give it everything I have, put my heart and soul into this thing, be passionate. And, look, you go out there and there's no regret. Put your head on your pillow, there's no regret, okay? That's, to me, I want that kind of effort. Everything else, we'll have to handle that.
Well, it's going to be a good one. Sunday Night Football, Raiders and the Cowboys. Good luck to you, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy holidays, class. Welcome to this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'm Professor Kennedy. I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys, and particularly number 90. 6'3", 265 pounds, four-year pro out of Boise State. DeMarcus Lawrence. He's having a breakout season. Right now he's got 13.5 sacks, which puts him second in the league. And I wanted to show some of the things that he's done well so far. So when our guys break down film and you guys watch the game, you definitely know what number 90 is capable of. You ready? Let's take a look. The first play we're going to talk about is against the San Francisco 49ers. Look at him line up as wide nine over the left tackle. Now Joe Staley's a pretty good all-star tackle. But what he does is this nice little hand move that's really impressive. Let's take a look. As the play starts, takes two steps up the field, slaps the hands down, nice little swim move. And look how he snatches the player through. He does it with such force, Staley falls forward as he goes right by him. Strip sack, big play. Turnover. Let's take a look at the Redskin game. Now this time he's lined up over the right tackle. And because the guard has a wide three technique, these two guys are anticipating a game. That means a stunt where either one's going to come in and one's going to go out. And that's exactly what happens. Tackle backs up way too far to stop a game. Gives up his inside shoulder. DeMarcus Lawrence pushes him through. Defensive tackle gets off. DeMarcus almost gets the sack. This next one we're going to look at is also from the Redskin game. Initially lines up in a wide nine, but then he comes down to a four eye on the tackle. Well, if I'm a tackle, my ears go up. Something's going on. Notice the communication between the guard and the tackle now. They're getting ready to call out the game. They see it happening. But the guard is not prepared because he's left a big gap on the inside. That gap is going to be taken by DeMarcus Lawrence. Inside swat. He's got upfield leverage. Sacks Cousins. So in closing, not only do the offensive line have to know where number 90 is, but they also have to be guarded and be mindful that he's a good player. The Cowboys are going to do everything they can to free him up. They're going to run games. They're going to run stunts with linebackers. They're going to do all they can. And so the offensive line's got to be ready. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
The Raiders look to contain one of the best pass rushers in the league. Welcome back to this Week 15 edition of the Silver and Black Show. Jim, you have DeMarcus Lawrence and Sean Lee in that front seven. How do you think the Raiders' run game is going to fare? And do you expect to see Derek Carr air it out a little bit more?
I certainly do. I think they would like to run the ball, and they would like to run it consistently and gain some yardage on the ground and keep it away from that Dallas offense. But on the other hand, this is a very good rush defense. I think the Raiders and Derek Carr are going to have to air the ball out a little bit more than they have. in the pass and try to come up with some big plays down the field. Don't be afraid to attack those defensive backs, challenge them deep at times, come up with some big plays through the air. And I think that's one of the ways they can beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Before we get to Plunkett's pick, is there one person that you're really looking to step up in Oakland Sunday Night Football?
Absolutely. You know, and it doesn't fall on one guy, but I like to see Derek have a huge game like he did against Kansas City, and as he did earlier in the year. I know he's been struggling. Came off an injury last year. He got banged up in the first Denver game this year. But I'd like to see him step up and air it out a little bit, put the ball down the field, come up with some big plays there.
All right, it's time now for Plunkett's pick. What is the key to a victory for the Raiders?
I think it's defense. I think last week against Kansas City, it was almost 2-1 in time of possession. And the offense needs the ball back. And it's time for that defense to step up. A lot of three and outs, get the ball back, hopefully get a turnover during the course of a ball game, give the offense a shorter field position. So come on, defense, step up.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you tune in next week as we have a holiday matchup. The Raiders head to Philly to take on the Eagles. On behalf of Jack Del Rio, Jared Cook, and all of us here at Silver and Black Productions, thanks for watching and go Raiders.